Hello, Coach. How are you?
Good, Dale. Hi, Michael, Jerry. How you guys doing?
Good. Great. Good to see you again.
How was your week in California?
It was good. It was ended well. It's the most important thing. I think it was productive and ended well last night.
One of the things your team talked about was the opportunity to bond, to be with each other and in the hotels and at meals and in meeting rooms. Is that kind of an ancillary benefit that you get from something like that?
I think it is. I think we watched a lot of film. Players watched a lot of film with each other, hung around more, talked more football, just hung out together. And I think that's a good thing.
When was the decision made to make that trip? Is that something that you looked at the beginning of the year and said, this is a good opportunity to do it here?
Yeah, pretty much when the schedule came out.
Mm-hmm. And you, is it just from, you can eliminate some of the travel days, more productive work week, or was team bonding, for lack of a better phrase, the motivation for doing it?
No, I think the schedule really was the main thing. It was kind of a decision to either, go out there and then try to pick up the benefit at the end of the week in terms of not traveling cross country 2 days before the game, or go to Green Bay, come back here, turn around, go back out there, turn around, come back. Just seemed like it would be more efficient for us to go from halfway across the country to just finish it off and get out there and get set up. And also it's December, and so practicing here in December and playing in San Diego, felt like we'd get better quality practice relative to game conditions out there.
Bill, two-part question. Did you agree with the call against Brown, or the personal foul call? And it seemed like it sparked your defense. Did it have an effect on you guys? Were they fired up by it?
I don't know. I think we played pretty competitive defense all night. I don't know. Maybe it had gave us a little bit of spark. I don't know. It's a close call. It doesn't really matter what I think. They're the ones calling the game. So we just got to try to coach it and play it within the rules, and that's what we're trying to do. So it's obviously a close call.
You think it's one of those things. Is the rule explicit enough where you feel like you could teach it and it can be called consistently, or is it one of those gray areas where you can a player could do it exactly as you teach him to do it, and it's still called a penalty? Do you think?
I think we've seen that. I think we've seen that before. Guys do it right and still could get called, but we can't control that. And officials are going to make mistakes, and just like we make them, like we all make them. So we just have to try to coach the plays within the rule, make sure the players understand the rules, and coach the proper technique so that we can comply with that. So that's what we try to do.
Jamie Collins has been a contributing member of your defense all season long, but you asked him to do more yesterday because of injuries. He had the green dot on. He relayed the signals in from the defensive coordinator, got the team in the proper positions. How did you think he handled everything yesterday?
I thought he did a great job. I thought he did a real good job. San Diego is a team that spent a lot of time to the line of scrimmage, similar to the Denver offense. They used a lot of formationing, three receivers away from the ball, three open, four open, sometimes five open with the back out. They did that quite a bit, which Jamie usually was the adjuster on that, and he went out to make those adjustments. And then a lot of times the back would come back in, so we'd have to make another adjustment to the defense. So, he's right in the middle of it, communicating with the linebackers, with the inside coverage players of the defensive line, getting that coordinated. He and Hightower have done a good job since Strahd got injured, and last night a lot more of it fell to Jamie, but thought he handled it very well.
Bill, early in the game, they threw throughout the whole game, they threw a lot of blitzes at you guys. They had a lot of different looks, and the offense, I thought the line struggled a little bit early, but they settled in, and overall they've been playing at a really high level. How much of that has to do with Brian Stork's development?
I think we had our moments last night. We moved the ball pretty well in the first half. touchdown, two field goals, and then two turnovers. So second half is a little bit different story. We, you know, had 4 3-and-out drives and then had a long touchdown. But we just lacked really any kind of consistency in the second half. We had a lot of negative plays on first down, which led to second and long, third and long, and that didn't go well. So we just got to, you know, just got to play with a little more consistency, keep the ball moving forward, stay away from long yardage and negative plays, and that would help us. Of course, the center and the quarterback, they're right in the middle of the action in terms of making the call, making the adjustments, and identifying what the defense is in. You're right, the Chargers did. They did what they normally do, which is give you a lot of different looks and create some different ways to pressure the offensive formation. And they did a good job of that. It was challenging. We got some, and then we didn't get some. So, you know, Stork's learned a lot this year in terms of the communication, identification, and just kind of the all that part of the pro game. And San Diego challenged us a lot on that. They did a good job.
I was all set to do, you know, drive of the week. I was watching the game. I said, the first drive, this is going to be it. It's going to wind up at a touchdown. And you got to the one-yard line. Just give it to LeGarrette Blunt or somebody. He'll stumble into the end zone. And it wound up in a field goal. You know, what happened there? Because it seemed like the running game, you had a good rhythm going there. And then two passes. Is it something that they showed you where you felt like or Josh felt like? Passes from the one would be the better option than running the ball?
Yeah, well, we had an option on that pass play with Devlin and Gronkowski. So that's, you know, it's usually a pretty good option for us. And, you know, those runs set up the passes. So, ball got tipped, and then we, you know, just weren't able to convert on third down there. So, you know, but finishing drives in the red area and getting that ball in the end zones is huge for us, and we didn't do a good enough job of that last night, as well as short yardage. You know, we need to convert on those third and ones, so those are definitely things we could do better, should have done better.
So we do have another drive of the week. It's time now for that. Brought to you by the all-new 2015 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, raising the bar yet again as a benchmark in luxury sports sedans. Visit MBUSA.com or your nearest dealer today. This week's drive is, I think, Julian Edelman.
Sure, that was a good one.
Go with that one.
We all like that one.
That's an easy one, right? You know, the pass, and I saw you said after the game, it was a nice high pass. There are a lot of things that you liked about that play, I'm sure. The pass, and then Edelman, not only with the catch, but being able to shake a tackle and outrun the defense.
Yeah, and that's Julian does a very good job of that. He's got great balance and playing strength and quickness. And, you know, he took a 15-yard pass and turned it into a, whatever it was, 60-some-yard touchdown. So that's what you have. That's the potential you have when you have a guy that can make plays with the ball in his hands. And Julian does that, you know, as a punt returner, as a ball carrier, and as a receiver. So. Went up and got the pass. It was good play action. All the linebackers stepped up. There really wasn't anybody back there, and he was able to convert that opportunity to some space in the secondary to a long touchdown. But LaFell, you know, did a good job of kind of finishing, helping him out there, finishing the play, and Julian, you know, made a great play.
We talked to Vince last hour about Silver Salinga and what his return to the lineup meant for your team. And Vince said, both on and off the field, he said he's a guy who keeps guys loose, who, you know, concentrates, works hard, all the things that you want to see from a football player. What did he bring to your team on the field yesterday?
Well, he just gave us another good big defensive lineman in there, and I think that really helped us with the running game. We were able to do a pretty good job on the Chargers running game, turn it into more of a passing game and create some longer yardage situations. We have some negative runs, and he does a good job using his hands. He's a powerful guy, and he runs well, works very hard. He worked really hard last week in practice, taking a lot of extra steps and really pushing himself in practice to get himself ready and show everybody that he was ready. He did that, and then he played well. So that was a big lift for us to get him as another part of that rotation on the defensive line with Chris Jones and Branch and Vince. And so those four guys, you know, kind of played off each other. They all have a little bit different playing styles, but they're all effective. And it was good to have him back, and really a good guy to have in that rotation. He definitely helped us.
You know, I'm no football expert. Feel free to jump in anytime.
No, keep going,
me, guys.
Keep going.
Geez, thanks. Seemed to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that you used Devin McCourty a little bit different than you have been. That he was dropped down into coverage more than he has been.
He was when Durant Harmon came in the game. We used him a little bit more in pass coverage, and he was matched up on Gates on several occasions. And it's just a little bit of a different look, a little different matchup for us. But you know, Devin's a versatile player, playing the deep part of the field, can play closer and play in coverage, and he's an excellent tackler for that position and for his size. So he's a versatile player that helps us in a lot of ways. Very importantly, his communication and making adjustments and you know, recognizing what adjustments we need to make as a secondary and get it done back there. So he's invaluable in that position.
You know, a lot of people give lip service to special teams, how important they are. But when you look at some of the guys who are hired, head coaches, it's not like very often that special teams coordinators are ranked as highly as defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators. They've never been like that. I wonder, is there something, is it your special teams background with the Giants that just led you to just figure it out quickly how special teams could change a game at the pro level? Or is it something else for you where you said, man, this could really affect our team?
Well, I'd say I've always had a very, had a real appreciation for the kicking game. As I was growing up and being around Navy, there were a couple coaches, Wayne Hurd in particular, who was very good with the kicking game that I was definitely influenced by. My dad coached punters really for as long as I can remember, and I learned a lot from that and from some of the guys that he coached. How just the techniques of the kicking game, which I think helped me early in my career when I was a special teams coach, that I was able to help coach the specialists and in particular punters and. Even a nice snap, when I played, not that was great, but at least I had a familiarity and awareness to it, and that was really valuable for me at Baltimore, at Detroit, at Denver, and then with the Giants, I was involved on special teams at all those places, and the one great thing about coaching special teams in National Football League, you get to coach all the players, maybe other than the quarterbacks, but. The offensive and defensive linemen on the field goal teams and on all the linebackers and running backs and tight ends and DBs and receivers in between and the specialists. So, there's a real cross-section there of personality types, of skill sets, of, different degrees and types of toughness and mental toughness. And, it's a whole different it's a whole different type of toughness of, standing back there, catching a punt with a guy coming down on you and, on a linebacker, blitzing and knocking a ball carrier or a quarterback over. They both define that, but they're very different. And so probably nothing prepared me more for being a head coach than coaching special teams and my ability to be involved with all different types of players, but also it brings together the offensive and defensive strategy with the kicking game that as a head coach you have to make some decisions, not only in game situations, but in planning preparations on offense and defense and in the kicking game and how it all ties together and how it relates together and how you're going to handle different third or fourth down situations around that. So having coach special teams, that was very, very beneficial to me when I became a head coach, and even as I've done this for 20 years, it's still valuable. And so tying all three parts of the game together situationally is and not only situationally but also the different personalities and playing strengths and styles of all the different positions on the football field is very it's hard to bring it all together, and having experience there really helped me a lot. I'd say, again, no experience was better than coaching special teams in terms of preparing me to be a head coach. And Coach Perkins, Ray Perkins at the Giants, was a great coach to work for as a special teams coach, because he was very committed to that, and you know, he gave the coach, myself, time and opportunity to coach and to be good in that area and to get done. It wasn't a lip service thing. It was you know, it was an important part of the program, and then, you know, having been in that environment, then I've tried to create that environment as a head coach so that our special teams coaches and players feel that same importance and understand the significance of their role and how important it is. And again, not that it's a, you know, just something we got to do, but this is something that we're going to do. We're going to do it well, and we're going to try to gain an advantage.
I know you try to prepare for every eventuality, and that's impossible in the real world. But do you actually practice what you're going to do if the punter gets hurt and the backup punter is in there and he might not kick it as far as the regular punter, so we got to have a shallow guy and a deep guy? Do you actually work on that stuff?
Well, you may not work on every situation every week. That's impossible to work on every situation. You're ahead, you're behind, it's this many points, it's that many points, it's this much time, it's that many timeouts, or that type of situation. But, of course, over experience and time, you deal with those situations. Snapper, specialist, returner, whatever it happens to be. And, you know, in that case, last night, we just felt that, you know, with Novak, he had the ability to hit, you know, good punts, but probably didn't feel that he would have the consistency to do that. So we tried to combine pressure on the punter, but also having a short and a deep returner, so that on the balls that he did hit short, which he hit a couple, I thought Amendola handled those very cleanly and saved us potentially the ball hitting the ground or rolling 15 or 20 yards and losing that field position, which you know, I hate to give that up, because it's, you know, it's a bad punt that turns out to be a good punt, and, you know, you don't want to let him off the hook like that. So his ball handling was great, but then there were a couple that Novak hit good, and that, you know, went all the way back to Edelman. So we felt like just having one guy back there, not only given the distance, but also the, you know, ball being kicked to the left or right, just would have been a lot of room to handle. And we felt that if we could get our hands on the ball, that we'd have an opportunity to save some field position, or possibly, you know, if he didn't have good hang time, be able to, you know, get the ball back. And you know, I hoped we would have had a, you know, a more significant return last night. But the most important thing was clean ball handling, and we got that. And, of course, the block punt by Bolden was, you know, a huge, huge play in the game for us.
Bill, in whatever time we have left, I don't want to let it go by without mentioning that your team went out to the Naval Medical Center in San Diego. And, well, first of all, thank you for doing that. And second of all, how was that for the team? How was the morale of the guys that you saw, and how are they doing?
It was awesome. You know, it was awesome. It was one of the best experiences that, you know, that I'd say I've been a part of. You know, as an entire football team, it was great. It was very well organized. We got there, and they just broke us into about 10 different groups, and then they broke those groups in half, and so we went to all different areas in the hospital. So we saw, you know, quite a number of wounded warriors, but also, you know, other people who were military-related that were suffering from various ailments, whatever they were. But I'd say the moving things were just how appreciative they were of us being there. But the reality of it was they're the heroes, not us. And even more than that, the real heroes are the ones that didn't come back. But I think it really, when we got on the bus and came back afterwards, we all had an individual experience. We all, you know, met with a few people there, and we just tried to, you know, spread ourselves as thin as we could so that we could get to as many people in the hospital as possible. But we all had kind of an individual experience that each one was different, but each one was more meaningful, you know, as opposed to, you know, having a big group thing and whatever, just being able to get into those rooms and see those people and talk to them and have them talk to us and tell them their tell us their story and you know and how you know some of them were dealing with serious injuries, head injuries, amputees, whatever, but their attitude and their will to get back, to get back to service, to get back to their team, to get back to their units, to continue to fight, to continue to serve and defend our country and protect our freedom was it was very moving. It was very moving. And again, a lot of players commented to the, you know, the impression that it made. I felt it. And again, we can all talk about it, but when you actually connect individually, face-to-face, hand-to-hand with those people, it just, the impression is just a little bit stronger. So it was a great, great experience. Our team doctor, you know, Matt Preventure, had worked out there and had some, you know, good connections with Seattle and had it set up with the, you know, had it set up with those people. But, you know, there were so many people in uniform. It had such a military presence that it was had a little different feel than most hospitals. Mm-hmm. It was great. It was great.
Well, thanks very much on behalf of all of us.
We appreciate your time. Go ahead.
It was good for us. It really was. It was good for us. I think we got more out of it than they did. I really do.
Isn't that always the case?
It is. It is. Yeah, it is. You don't realize it until I think you really feel it. And then once you feel it, that you know, the giving back that you know, this organization is you know, known for and has been so strongly supportive of you know, the Myocraft Foundation and the Kraft family and what they do in that area. It's just another example of it, but it was, it sure is. It's true. Yeah, you know, the gift of giving is some better than the gift of receiving. It really is.
Well, it's always fun to talk football with you on a Monday. Even more fun when you win, by the way.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll see you again next week.
So just don't lose, good. And it'll be great
exactly.
Every week.